Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And this one's going to be all about getting a clearer picture of venous leg swelling. I'm particularly thinking about all of you who work with patients. And you know me, I love learning about the circulatory system, so I'm excited for this one.
Well, it sounds like you've come to the right place. I've spent years focusing on venous and lymphatic diseases, and I'm happy to share what I know about this condition for you and your patients.
Awesome. I guess the best way to start is with the basics. What exactly are we talking about when we say venous leg swelling?
At its core, it's about fluid building up in the legs, specifically because of problems with how blood circulates through the veins.
Okay, so veins are really literally at the heart of the matter. I know they're a key part of the circulatory system, but remind me, what is their main job?
You can think of veins kind of like a network of one-way streets guiding blood back to the heart. After it's done its job delivering oxygen and nutrients all over the body, that is, and they have these incredible valves that basically act like one-way doors, making sure everything keeps flowing in the right direction.
Valves, like miniature versions of the ones in our hearts. That's pretty cool. So what happens when those valves aren't doing their job properly?
That's when you start to see problems like venous leg swelling. If those valves get damaged or weakened, they can't stop blood from flowing backward as effectively as they should. Mm. This causes the blood to kind of pool in the legs, and that extra pressure in the veins forces fluid to leak out into the surrounding tissues. That's what causes the swelling we're talking about.
Wow, so something as tiny as a little valve malfunction can cause noticeable swelling. It makes you wonder, what sorts of things can actually damage those valves in the first place?
It's often a combination of factors. As we get older, our veins naturally lose some of their elasticity. But things like pregnancy, standing or sitting for long periods of time, even certain medical conditions, all of those can put stress on those valves and potentially cause damage.
Sounds like there's a lot that can go wrong with our veins. And this brings me to a term I've heard before, but I could always use a refresher, and that's a DVT. Can you tell us what that stands for and how it plays into leg swelling?
Absolutely. DVT stands for deep vein thrombosis, which is basically a blood clot that forms in one of the deep veins. And most often this happens in the legs. Now, these clots can block blood flow, leading to pain and, of course, swelling. And in some serious cases, if a clot breaks free and makes its way to the lungs, it can even be life-threatening.
That definitely sounds like a serious condition. You know, speaking of finding solutions to these problems, I know that you are connected with the Rain Center, and they specialize in treating venous and lymphatic diseases. Can you tell us a bit more about how they approach venous leg swelling and some of the related conditions?
The Rain Center takes a really comprehensive approach, offering a range of diagnostic and treatment options for all sorts of venous conditions. They're experts at identifying and treating DVT, which, like we discussed, can be a major factor in leg swelling.
Glad to hear that. Okay. What are some of the other conditions they handle besides DVT?
Oh, they cover a really wide spectrum. From varicose veins, you know, those twisted and bulging veins you often see, to venous ulcers, which are sores that can develop when venous circulation is compromised. They see it all.
Sounds like they have a very well-rounded approach to venous health. Can you tell me a little about the treatment options they offer for something like varicose veins, which I know can also cause leg swelling?
They offer a variety of treatments. It can range from minimally invasive procedures to more conservative therapies like edema therapy. It really just depends on the patient.
Minimally invasive procedures, that sounds promising. Can you give me a little more detail on what those entail?
Sure. A common one is called sclerotherapy. It involves injecting a solution into the affected vein, which makes it collapse and eventually fade away. Another option is endovenous ablation. That's where they use heat to seal off the damaged vein. Both procedures are quite effective in treating varicose veins and can make a big difference in reducing the associated swelling.
That's remarkable. So it's like they're able to target those problem veins directly.
Yeah.
But I think before we get too far ahead of ourselves, it's probably best to break down these procedures and other treatment aspects a little more for our listeners. So should we plan to delve into those details in part two?
Definitely. We can unpack those treatments in more detail, and we can also talk about edema therapy. That's another really valuable approach for managing venous leg swelling. You won't want to miss it. Okay, so let's pick up right where we left off and dig into those treatment options a little more. You mentioned sclerotherapy and endovenous ablation, those minimally invasive procedures they use for varicose veins.
Yes, they sound so advanced. Yeah. Can you break them down for me a bit more, like in a way that would be helpful when I'm explaining these options to patients?
Of course. Okay, so Picture sclerotherapy like this. It's like a very targeted shrinking of the vein that's causing problems. Basically, they inject a special solution directly into that varicose vein, which makes it collapse, and eventually it gets reabsorbed by the body.
Oh, so it's almost like they close off the vein and it just kind of fades away over time.
Exactly. Now, endovenous ablation, that's a little different. For this one, they insert a very thin catheter into the vein, and then they use heat, either from radio frequency or laser energy, to seal the vein shut, but from the inside.
So both methods basically close off the vein, but they just go about it using different techniques. Wow. That makes me wonder, though, if they're closing off these veins, are we losing pathways for blood to return to the heart?
That's a really good question. And the important thing to remember here is that the veins they treat with these procedures are typically superficial veins. They're the ones that are close to the surface of the skin. The deeper veins in the legs, those are the ones that are responsible for the bulk of the blood flow back to the heart. So closing off these superficial veins really doesn't have a big impact on overall circulation.
So it's kind of like redirecting traffic, like they're diverting that blood flow to the healthier, deeper veins.
Precisely. They're optimizing the way the blood flows, and that helps to reduce the pressure that's causing the swelling and other symptoms.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so shifting gears just a little bit, what about patients who maybe aren't good candidates for those procedures or who are looking for something a little less invasive? You mentioned edema therapy before. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. Edema therapy, that's a specialized approach to reducing swelling, and it involves a few different techniques. One of the key components is compression therapy. That's where they use specially designed stockings or bandages that apply graduated pressure to the legs.
I've seen those compression stockings. But honestly, I've never fully understood how they work. It seems kind of counterintuitive to me that squeezing the legs would reduce swelling.
Yeah, I could see why you'd think that. But it's the way that compression is applied that's important. It's called graduated compression. So the stockings are designed to be tighter at the ankle and then gradually looser as you move up the leg. And that pressure gradient, that's what helps to improve blood flow and prevent fluid from collecting in the lower legs.
Ah, I see. So it's like a gentle, continuous massage, pushing that fluid in the right direction. What are some of the other techniques they use in edema therapy?
Another really important one is manual lymphatic drainage. That's a very specific type of massage technique. It helps to stimulate the lymphatic system to do its job of draining excess fluid.
You know, the lymphatic system is one of those systems in the body that I know is there, but I honestly don't know much about. Can you give me like a quick overview of how it ties into all of this?
Sure. So the lymphatic system, it works hand in hand with the circulatory system to keep everything balanced fluid-wise. It's this network of vessels and nodes that collect all the excess fluid, waste products, you know, all the stuff our body doesn't need from the tissues, and then it transports it back into the bloodstream for removal.
So it's not just the veins that are important when we're thinking about venous leg swelling. It's the lymphatic system, too.
Yeah, you got it. If the lymphatic system isn't functioning as well as it should, that can really contribute to the fluid buildup and swelling. Manual lymphatic drainage uses very light hand movements to kind of encourage that lymph flow. And in turn, that reduces the swelling.
It sounds like edema therapy, this combination of compression and manual drainage, that really provides a very comprehensive approach to treating venous leg swelling. Does the Rain Center offer this kind of therapy?
They do. They're really well equipped to provide edema therapy as part of their whole approach to treating venous conditions. It's one of the many things they do.
That's great to know. So they really seem well equipped to handle all kinds of venous conditions. And speaking of that, can you tell me a little bit more about some of the other services they offer that would be relevant for venous leg swelling?
Sure. So as we touched on earlier, they're experts in diagnosing and treating DVT. And that's so important because early detection and treatment of DVT can prevent some really serious complications. They also specialize in managing venous ulcers, which can be a really difficult problem for patients. They're a common result of chronic venous insufficiency.
It's pretty impressive that they really do address such a wide spectrum of venous health concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything specific about the Rain Center's approach that you really appreciate?
I think their dedication to patient education and personalized care is really something special. They do a great job of empowering patients to be active participants in their own care. And honestly, that's so important when it comes to successfully managing these types of conditions long term.
I agree with you there. It seems like they go above and beyond just treating the immediate problem. They really focus on overall vein health.
Yeah. Well, this has been incredibly insightful. But I want to make sure we spend some time on some key takeaways, things that our listeners can really use when they're talking with their patients. Should we move on to part three and wrap up with those key points?
Absolutely. Let's boil it all down into some really useful, actionable insights for your listeners.
And we're back for our final part of this deep dive, all about venous leg swelling. I feel like we've learned so much already, from how swelling even happens to what kinds of treatments are available.
We definitely covered a lot of ground, and this is all really valuable information, stuff you can use to help your patients understand this condition and make sure they get the right kind of care. Exactly. So for those of you out there who are working with patients, maybe patients who are dealing with leg swelling, what are the key things you would want them to remember from all of this?
I think the most important takeaway is that venous leg swelling, it's a common problem. But it doesn't have to be something they just live with. There are things that can be done about it. There are effective treatments out there, ranging from simple lifestyle changes to those minimally invasive procedures we talked about, to therapies like edema therapy. There are options.
That's such a good point, that there really are solutions and things you can do to manage it. What else would you want to emphasize?
I would really stress how important it is to find a specialist, to get an accurate diagnosis and a personalized treatment plan. A place like the RAIN Center, with their expertise in venous and lymphatic diseases, they can really make a difference.
Absolutely. Early detection and treatment is key. And having a range of treatment options to choose from, that's huge. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to keep in mind when they're applying this knowledge to their own patients?
You know, one more thought. Never underestimate the power of educating your patients. The more they understand about venous leg swelling, what causes it, what they can do about it, the more they can really be a part of their own healthcare journey and advocate for themselves.
That is a great point to end on. Knowledge is power. And for our listeners, if you want to learn more about the RAIN Center and the work that they do, you can visit their website. We'll be sure to include that link in our show notes.
Well, this has been great. Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure talking all about this with you.
The pleasure was all mine. Thank you for all your expertise. And to all of our listeners out there, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains working.